refuse work lands in the top 10 when it comes to the nation's most dangerous jobs. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the injury rate is 6.3 injuries per 100 workers, more than coal mining or construction. A joint Senate and House Democratic Policy Committee hearing in Pittsburgh tackled the subject. Senator Jim Furlow says a House bill has been introduced that would increase penalties for reckless driving around refuse trucks and require more lighted warnings on the vehicles.
I think as drivers and folks who travail the streets in the early morning hours, we're used to seeing the school buses. And because of laws and the flashing lights and the flashing vehicles themselves, I think we're all more conscientious about slowing down. That's unfortunately not the case with refuse workers.
Still, the lawmakers acknowledge the problem likely can't be solved through legislation alone. Furlow says a major public awareness campaign is also needed. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.